Red Eye.
Erratic Asthmatic.
Asthmatic.
A podcast with Red Eye and Erratic Asthmatic.
What's good, everybody? We're back at the podcast of Red Eye and Erratic Asthmatic. I'm your host, Red Eye, and I'm here with my co-host.
Erratic Asthmatic.
Yeah, yeah.
Welcome back again, everyone. Man, today's a day.
Still tired.
Just kind of woke up. Recording on a weekend, things.
Yeah. That's what happens.
Yeah, right? And it's like past noon already. Just woke up. You know the vibes. Yeah, this week was pretty busy for me. I had my first event at my job. I had to be on site 8 a.m. every day. So this weekend I am catching up on the sleep.
Yeah. The much needed sleep.
Much needed rest. Man, I had a weird dream too last night. I don't remember exactly what it was. But I remember like vague notions. Like I was a teacher, but my students weren't listening. And other teacher students weren't listening. So we like banded together and made like a whole game out of it to try to get students to do their shit, but it involved students doing like actual laborious work. Like we had them walk 20 kilometers or some shit. I don't even know like the reason why.
Okay.
Like, you know how you forget a bunch of details in your dream? Yeah, it was really weird. Like I woke up and I'm like, what the fuck was going on there?
Yeah. Why would we do that?
Why would we do this? Yeah. At least I was one of the teachers, not one of the students.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get to go to another event next week.
Nice.
That's gonna be fun. Gonna have to sleep throughout this whole week. People be emailing me, teamsing me, calling me. Hey, we need your help. I'm just there. Man. Kind of interesting though, because I noticed that when I was at my event, I wasn't really online much. Like, I wasn't sending as many memes as I usually do.
Oh yeah.
Not checking my phone as much.
Yeah.
And it was, I don't know, it felt pretty nice. Like, it made me think about how like going entirely offline for a little bit. In regards to like memeing and, you know, playing games and stuff like that. Of course, I feel like I would still keep my phone on me for texts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think that also, then there's the discipline that's involved. You know, I have the device available to me.
Yeah.
It's just whether or not I use it rather than just like, you know, locking up my phone and laptop and everything. Having no choice but to be offline.
Yeah, that's a different. This is different.
Yeah, it's an entirely different thing.
It's an app, you know, you're just like, oh.
Yeah, just don't open it or open it, whatever. Yeah.
You're used to opening it at a certain time.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, wait, I'm not supposed to be on this.
Wait a minute. Hold on here. Yeah, it's actually, I think my phone has also like initiated that for me because I don't know what it is, but like for 3 weeks now, I've not been getting vibrations for texts or calls.
Oh yeah, I have something similar. It's not all.
Yeah.
But most of the, especially let's say WhatsApp messages and stuff, I'm like, oh, I didn't hear it.
Yeah.
But
exactly,
I'm like
right?
Literally next to it. Like
exactly. Yeah. I look at my phone, like I'll be playing a game. And I look at my phone, it's just like missed call 30 minutes ago. And I'm like, well, I haven't moved for 30 minutes. What the
hell? Yeah.
What do you mean 30 minutes ago? There was no phone call 30 minutes ago. What the fuck is that? But yeah, so about time to get a new phone. How often do you get a new phone?
I don't know if it's a new phone problem or it's just an app problem.
It could be an app problem. Well, I don't know, because I don't get vibrations for either Instagram or WhatsApp. now. And those are like the two most used apps anyway. Yeah, how often do you get a new phone? Do you just go until the phone no longer goes itself?
Yeah, I go until the phone is just like, hey man,
broken. Yeah.
I'm big dead.
Big dead. Yeah. We had a long life over here.
Yeah.
Spent many a data plan together.
Just tell my successor that this and this is what your favorite app is.
You won't need that real 5G up here.
Yeah.
Remember when 3G was like the big hippinest hoppinest?
Yeah. 3D glasses everywhere.
3D glasses everywhere too, yeah.
Yeah. At one point, even they were selling 3D TVs.
Yes, I do remember that. Yeah. I never had one because, you know, a bunch of money for nothing.
But at the time, it sounded like, ooh, 3D TV.
Ooh, yeah. Watch everything three-dimensional. And then yeah, like the glass, you like tear the glasses or glasses break or something like that, and then you're just watching TV with like without 3D glasses.
Without 3D.
It's all like red and green everywhere.
It's like this blurry shit. You're like,
yeah, exactly.
Damn it. Should have got IMAX. Yeah, I remember the 3D.
Yeah. When are they coming out with 3D phones?
Well, at one point they were like, it's going to be holographic messages or something like that.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for that. Let's go. Come on. Chop, chop.
I'm like, how does, is it like by force or is it like a choice?
Yeah.
Because.
Oh, you see. Yeah, you saw. I sent you the message last night. YouTube started requiring ads, like, or disallowing ad block, rather.
Yeah.
It's just like, ad block's not allowed on YouTube. And I'm like, guess I'm not watching YouTube then. See ya. Bye.
I wonder how many, because there are many alternatives to YouTube.
I mean, how many alternatives to YouTube, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, not a lot. It's not going to be a lot. But I was also like, I didn't go on there with for a video that I needed to watch, you know? Like, if I really need to watch a video, like, for example, if, you know, an appliance of mine is broken and I need to gather a tutorial video. Sure, I can watch an advertisement. Yeah, it's fine. Okay,
yeah.
Fine, I guess. You know? But yeah, in a general sense, I don't need to watch it to, like, watch a video game gameplay video or...
Yeah, no.
That it was just going to be like 30 seconds anyway. I was like, nah.
Yeah.
Nah. Ain't giving you that ad revenue. I don't know, though. Like, I don't really understand the. Did you see also their. I don't know if I talked about this yet, actually. They found a way to sort of, you know, project images and audio into people's dreams.
Mm.
And so now some companies are discussing advertising within dreams. And I'm like, if I get 5 ads, all of which are 4 minutes each and they're unskippable in my dreams, I'm gonna start murdering people. I don't care. Like, don't fuck with my dreams. You see how weird.
This is what we're doing out here. Yeah.
Keeping that way. Yeah. I don't need this shit. I don't think anybody needs that shit.
No. Dreams. Ads in your dreams.
I wonder how they would actually, like, get that to people, though. Because, like, that would only... Well, at least in my perspective, as far as I understand the situation, it would only happen if you actively have like some sort of earpiece or like chip that can effectively project things into your brain. Otherwise, like, I don't know, like, maybe they would, on TV, they have some special frequency of audio. penetrates your dreams, affects your brain. I don't know.
Well, I mean,
I don't know the science behind it.
Audio therapy is a thing, so.
Exactly, yeah.
But doing it through, like, oh, don't forget to go buy
toilet paper. Yeah. This particular brand.
This brand.
Three
ply. You wake up and you're like, do I need toilet paper?
Yeah, I need toilet paper. No, I just bought toilet paper. Just why am I being advertised? Yeah.
It's the cookies.
It's just, yeah. Can't clear your cookies with this either.
Yeah.
No cash emptying over here. Man, I wonder how that would actually be. That would, I think, you know, if that were to actually start happening and then I notice it happening, like I start dreaming of advertisements, I think I would probably just like stop watching everything. I'd no longer have TV always. At least not when I'm sleeping, you know, not watching stuff while I'm sleeping. I'd always turn absolutely everything off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. What's the longest you've been offline for? Like, no. Have you ever done an offline?
I did. Dump? And I thought I talked about this long time ago.
Maybe you have.
But this was like an experiment for one of my university classes.
Mm.
It was like going offline for 24 hours or something.
That'll get you to do it.
But like properly offline, huh? No electronics. Like
mm-hmm. apart from, no electronics at all.
Yeah, apart from light.
Apart from light, okay.
So no TV. No phone, no computer, internet.
No refrigerator?
Oh, no, there is a...
There's a refrigerator, of course.
Yeah.
No but appliances.
Any communication appliances, yeah. You could say.
No radio as well?
Yeah. So everyone was like, okay, I think I'm going to do it. And I think so. Like... 50% managed to do it within the first 3-something hours since they got up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then everyone else failed. They're like, no, I got to have my phone. So most of them was like, yeah, my phone. I need my phone.
Yeah.
So, and I was just like, for 24 hours. My phone can
yeah. Who am I talking to anyway?
Yeah.
Tetris can wait.
Yeah. Unless it's someone who's really panicking. It's like, where the fuck are you?
Yeah.
This happened.
I told you.
This happened.
Contact me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like,
told
oh,
you
shit.
Lose my number for a day. Write it down. Call me back later.
But it was a dangerous experiment because what if there was an emergency that day or...
Yeah, something actually does happen.
Something actually does happen,
yeah.
Yeah. So,
You never really know. Yeah, you never know when is a good time to actually try this type of stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. You can't pick a specific date. I just picked like one of the days in the weekend, like a Sunday or something.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm more likely just to chill.
Yeah. I'd say I would have done it during a school day, probably. Go the whole day, like, well, it's you using the electronics, showing me the projections. It's not me. I'm just viewing.
Yeah, but with school, I still need my phone because I need to check the time. I need to.
I guess.
Like after school, maybe somebody's like, yeah, well, let's meet up here and there. Or, you know, or we had plans. So
yeah.
It's difficult.
That could be the case, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Difficult to find out a time to actually get that done.
Yeah, you just gotta take like a leap, you know, just do.
Yeah, just do it. See what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it might also be, I don't know, better if you were to have like a, if you were on holiday or yeah, during a weekend, like you said, on a Sunday or something.
Yeah. No, the holiday is way easier. I think I find it easier.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so too.
If I'm on holiday. Because I think the closest thing I would like to use is the camera.
Mm-hmm.
You know, take pictures, but not to tell people, hey, today I'm doing
going
this.
Flying, see yeah. You.
Instagram stories.
Yeah, but have like memory of it.
Yeah.
Have record. So when you get back to civilization, people are like, where have you been?
Yeah, I've been here, 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 and here.
Also, over there.
Over there.
Dabbled a little bit and over there, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder how that would change the brain. Because a lot of people, or a lot of, you know, advertisements, I guess, nowadays are related to, you know, what's the best way to relieve stress? How do you relieve stress? What stresses you out? And
I was like, this ad is stressing me.
Yeah, like, get the fuck out of here. Yeah. You know what stresses me at this 30-second unskippable ad? Fuck you. But then I hear is some people who go on these, you know, offline journeys for like a week. They go out into the woods, into the forest, do a whole survival camping thing. Mm-hmm. Which I'm not planning to do that. No, I'm gonna sit my ass at home. Just chill out with a puzzle, probably. I'm not gonna go out into wilderness. But I hear, every time I hear someone do that, they're like, oh, it's great, it's amazing. I'm a whole new person. And like, do I want to be a whole new person? So, I want to change myself this much.
Keep changing myself every day.
Yeah. Is this going to solve my problems or create more?
Yeah.
Who knows? I don't know. Also involved, like, that involves camping. And even with electricity, I don't want to.
You don't like camping?
Nah, I don't like camping. I don't mind glamping, which is like camping.
I know. The glamorous
nearby. Yeah, exactly. I don't mind that, but like actual real camping where you're just surviving off, you know, nature, the wilderness, and hoping to not get eaten by other animals. Nah. I think I'll pass. I think I'll pass. Sorry. Next time. But not next time.
No, there's no next time.
next time if you're going glamping, sure. Take me, I'll tag along. Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
There's a shower there. Generally, anyway. But yeah, it's been a week. I got another week coming up. Going to Barcelona for the first time, Spain for the first time.
Ugh.
I've heard the weather's supposed to be better than here. Hopefully, it is.
Yeah.
It's like 9 degrees right now. Oh man. I hope it's nice while I'm there. Watch the first time I go to Barcelona. It's like cloudy and rainy.
Cloudy and rain, yeah.
Yeah.
So welcome to El Barcelona.
Yeah.
And then, what is that? Oh, that's the monsoon rain.
Yeah.
I was like, why are you speaking like that? That's not even Spanish. He's like, I don't know. I'm just a tour guide.
Yeah, I'm just a tour guide. Got the hand gesture. Like, it's basically an Italian tour guide in Spain.
Yeah, in Spain.
Doing the hand gestures. But a bunch of Americans come by. It's like, oh, such an authentic Spanish accent.
Yeah.
Look at the hand gestures. This is true culture over here.
True culture.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Imagine. Have you ever been to... You've been to Barcelona, right?
Yeah, I've been to Barcelona. Yeah.
How was it? Any tips? Tips and tricks?
Well, you're going for work, so it's kind of different.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm sure
all my colleagues are going to be there too. So afterwards, they're going to be like, oh, let's go out drinking.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, not again.
Can't handle it. I don't know how their vegan options are. I know the food is pretty good.
Yeah.
So... So you have to check, I don't know, how the vegan market is in Barcelona. Because yeah, they're one of those countries which are very pro steak and, you know,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
and fish. And
there was a thing where I had to sign up for like team dinners and stuff. I think that was for maybe only 1 or 2 days.
Mm.
But at least I'll be fed one or two of the about week that I'm there. So at worst, I'll survive, I guess.
Otherwise, the worst comes to worst is get. And it's not even that bad. It's like supermarkets are way cheap.
Mm-hmm.
So you just go in there, get what you need.
Buy some stuff, yeah.
Yeah. And then eat it in the hotel.
Hope that my hotel has some sort of like heating device.
Yeah.
Or else I'm just eating like raw salads for the next few days.
For the next few days, yeah. Oh no, there was one restaurant I went to which was vegan, which was pretty good. And I got good breakfast there.
Oh shit. I haven't actually even looked at the vegan options yet. So I'm sure I would have found something by now if I went.
You never know.
And look, but I haven't. Yeah, you never know.
Mm-hmm. But this one
you don't know until
good.
You know.
This one was pretty good. I'm trying to remember what it's called. If they're still open, of course, because this was way before.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
Way if before still COVID. Up.
Oh, this is way before COVID. I see, yeah. I see. Oh, man. That may be a thing.
Yep.
Alright, yeah.
I think this is the one.
Yeah.
It looks familiar.
Okay. Also,
Veggie Garden.
Veggie Garden, you said? There's a vegan junk food bar in Barcelona.
Oh, yeah, that's here. Go eat something else.
Yeah, but I'm glad that it's in Barcelona too. that means they expanded. Veggie Garden. All right. I see you. Oh man, they got a bunch of stuff. They got salads, they got specials, they got tapas, they got bocadillos, whatever that is. Oh damn, they got options.
Yeah.
Oh snap, okay. Well, yeah, I'll live. I'll survive. My bank account might not, but I will.
Yeah. And definitely the best guacamole you can ever have is in the country. Even if it's from the supermarket.
Even if it's from the... Ooh, yeah. That's a big claim.
Yeah.
Supermarket guac. Not usually the thing. But hey, we'll try it. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I'm even conscious for it. Oh boy, this last event, people were out drinking every night. I'm like, how do you guys do it?
It's like with the remainder kidney.
Yeah. My liver's still functioning. I still got one kidney going.
Yeah.
We out here. And I still need to eat lunch today.
Yeah,
I don't know what I'm gonna make.
I just had like a toasted bread with some cream cheese.
Mmm, the makeshift bagel without it being a bagel.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. I actually need to go food shopping. I ran out of all my ingredients. I have the only vegetable I have in my fridge right now is spring onions.
Mm.
And that's singular. I have one spring onion.
One spring onion. Eat that with some pasta.
Eat that with some pasta. Yeah, yeah. Well, I need to get pasta sauce. I don't have pasta sauce. Oh boy, I don't have anything. I need to go shopping. Oh no. It's horrible to go shopping while you're hungry too.
Yeah. You end up buying more crap than you need.
Exactly. And then stuff that is you don't need to eat also.
Yeah.
Ooh,
and then you're like, why did I buy this?
Yeah, exactly. I could go for a whole bag of crackers right now.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Positively. Come home, like, eat like two crackers, never open the box again. They go stale.
Yeah. Crackers become really shit. So. Mm-hmm. You're like, when did I open it as well?
Yeah, exactly. When did I open this? When did I even buy this? What's the expiration date? Still like 7 years out. You're like, what? How the crackers last this long? I recently helped somebody move also.
Again?
And not since the last time I told you.
I was like, God but, damn. Man.
Yeah, no. I ain't doing that much work. But they wanted me to keep some food in my fridge because their fridge wasn't turned on yet and all that stuff. And so I did. And then one of the people came back, came to my place to pick up some of the stuff. And was like trying to pick up. She almost took my sriracha. I was like, hold on. This wasn't yours. This wasn't yours.
Try to sneak in.
I know that much. Mm-mm. But yeah, she left like quite a few sauces and some jars of food and stuff. So that was really nice, but I haven't eaten any of it yet because I'm like, what can I make all of this with? Because it was just like bunch of random stuff. It's like pickles and beans, you know, like you don't put pickles and beans together.
Pickles you just eat with a sandwich or...
Exactly. I'm still trying to think of like what I can make with a bunch of stuff. And then the sauces don't go with either of them. It's like barbecue sauce.
Yeah, I don't like the barbecue sauce in this country.
Yeah, it's yeah. She gave me one that actually tastes like the US barbecue sauce, though. It was actually pretty nice. Then another one was just regular. And I did end up keeping my sriracha. It was a long and hard battle.
Yay!
But I won.
The debate was long and strong.
Yeah, exactly. Went on for a couple seasons and a whole movie.
Yeah.
Had guest speakers and shit. Cameos and all that.
It's like, you say you're a witness of Mr. Erratic Cosmetics' fridge. Yes. Would you say...
Where were you on the day? Yeah.
Yeah. Would you say that every time you saw what's in the fridge, there was sriracha?
Absolutely.
This bottle is specific and then puts a picture.
Yes, I believe so. I don't recall another bottle in the fridge.
And would you say that every time you went to Erratic's house, that the sriracha looks like it has been consumed?
No. In fact, I think there have been multiple instances where the contents of the bottle seem to be unchanged.
Hmm. See, Your Honor.
Particularly during the time in which he had possession of the other people's items.
Yeah. He had not yet consumed the sriracha.
Therefore, gavel slams. Goes to the other person.
Therefore, object to you.
Object, Your Honor. My client has never, not once, stolen a bottle of sriracha before. Why would he begin now? What has prompted such a career of theft and criminality?
Why would he dabble in it now?
Why? Why for the sriracha? And on the opposite end, because
sriracha?
There is a shortage of sriracha.
And then
the whole court gasps.
You see, judge and jury. It doesn't this matter how many sriracha bottles one man has. It is how many sriracha bottles are left for one man.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh.
He's right.
Let's go get sriracha.
Yeah.
You don't eat spicy food. It's like, I'm so.
Yeah.
I'm motivated right now.
The whole court, even the judge leaves.
Yeah.
The sentence like, wasn't even made.
Yeah, it's just like, just okay, we're going to take a break.
Yeah.
Lunch break.
We're going to have.
What's your honor? It's 6 a.m. We're going to take a long lunch break.
Yeah.
Let's just call it a brunch. A brunch break.
A brunch, yeah. Man. But, you know, I got out. I'm out now.
Yeah. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how Errata Cosmetic got away with sriracha.
Got away with the sriracha.
Which was already his.
I'll fucking do it again. Which was already mine, exactly. Still there. Still not empty.
Still not empty. Still there. Mixes it with vegan mayo.
Mm-hmm. Get that smayo.
Yeah.
I actually rarely have done that myself. Like, mix sriracha and mayonnaise to make my own sriracha mayo.
Yeah,
I don't know why. Sometimes I usually just like I'll put mayo in a bowl and then I'll put sriracha in a bowl at the same time, but I won't mix them. I'll put it like half and half. Like I'll split and axes like left and right, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Over time, of course, it gets like mixed itself, but yeah. More than
you're
dipping,
eating,
more than
yeah.
exactly.
So I gotta dip a little bit here.
Mm-hmm.
Dip a little bit here.
I think I want more sriracha in this bite than I want mayo. Put a little bit more sriracha in. I think that's why I do it, actually. Because like sometimes I'm like, I just want bites with more mayo, and sometimes I want bites with more sriracha.
Yeah.
And then sometimes, you know, I can mix in the moment what I want.
Sometimes you don't even have both. You're just like,
Yeah, and sometimes you don't even have both. Exactly. Sometimes you're sitting there wondering who stole your sriracha bottle. Think back to the time when Erratic helped you move. It was him the whole time.
He is the sriracha snatcher.
The sriracha snatcher. That's gonna be my wanted poster.
Yeah.
Man. I don't know, sometimes I can even eat stuff like without sauce. Like fries or vegan chicken nuggets.
It depends how good the fries are.
Yeah, I would agree.
And also the chicken nuggets. The chicken nuggets are not too dry.
Mm-hmm.
Like the chicken at all, then that's fine. I mean, it's not fine, sorry.
Yeah.
It's too dry. But if it's like, you know, there's still some kind of
moistureness,
yeah. Then I'd be like, okay, probably don't need too much sauce.
Yeah. I know it is kind of. I mean, for me, like being. Sometimes I'll go out to restaurants, I'll order fries, and then I'll ask if they have vegan mayo or. Because I don't really care for ketchup, to be honest, with fries. So, like, I would rather.
Why would you waste your good money on.
Exactly.
On ketchup.
On ketchup. Ugh. So, like, if I get fries at a restaurant, usually it comes with mayo automatically, at least in the Netherlands.
Yeah.
And so I'll ask them, do you have vegan mayo? And sometimes they'll say no. And I'm like, okay, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
Yes.
Just bring the fries. It's fine. Other people that I'm here with will eat the mayo. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe.
Sure. Sure. I guess. Sure. So I often actually do end up having sauceless fries. Just by default.
Yeah. You'd carry
become
on.
Become accustomed.
Or a flask of
sriracha.
Sauce.
Yeah. Whip out the sriracha bottle.
Yeah.
Someone at the restaurant is like, isn't that mine?
Yeah. Like, that's quite no, funny. Some movies, they put out Tabasco and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah. Just need some sauce. No, they take just out the Tabasco. Like, Tabasco is not that hot. It's like...
It's also not that good tasting either.
No.
In my opinion.
It's like, has this vinegary...
Yeah, like I can understand some circumstances in which Tabasco would hit, but like I don't know, it's not a most of the time thing.
Yeah, it's not like a hot sauce, or just like oh.
Exactly, yeah. Gotta consider the flavor.
Yeah.
It's not just spice factor. Yeah, man. Do you ever judge people who do that?
You do what?
Bring their own
I've
condiments.
Never seen anybody done do that, but if somebody did, I would be like fascinated. I'd be like, wow. I wonder
they
how that
they got that thing on them.
I was like, yeah, how does that taste? Like it's wonder been in their pocket the whole time. Does their marination?
A marination? You got pocket sauce over here.
Yeah.
You gotta
see this too.
Gotta go up to people. It's like, I've seen you doing this. Let me get some of that.
Yeah.
Let me try some.
Sprinkle.
Oh, opens up a new world for you.
Yeah.
I'm gonna start having pocket sauce now.
Pocket sauce. So what's the secret ingredient? It's like my pocket.
My pocket.
What's your name so I can contact you so you can keep stuff in your pocket for me?
Let me give you my business card. Goes into the other pocket. It's like a got all the details. I store hot sauces
in my pocket.
In my pocket. Oh man. Well yeah, guys. Let us know what you keep in your pockets. Do you carry around hot sauce or any other condiment? Is there something that you're wanted for? Have you stolen other people's condiments? Let me know if you've been to Barcelona, what restaurants I should try out. Keep in mind, I do follow a plant-based diet, so as long as there is one singular option, I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
And yeah.
And yeah. Enjoy.
Talk enjoy to life. You soon. Give us a like. Yeah, give us a like, share us around. See you next time on the podcast.
Peace.